This is the Wrestling With Your Calling podcast with Dr. Conrad, Season 2, The Matters of the Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Conrad Davies. For this season, we're going to do a deep dive into the matters of the heart. Proverbs 20 and 5 will be our lead scripture. It says, "The purposes of a person's heart are like deep waters, but a person of understanding can draw them out." I pray that we become a people of understanding who draw out the deep matters of the heart. I'm excited about what you will learn today. Thanks for tuning in. Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Wrestling With Your Calling with Dr. Conrad. I'm your host, Dr. Conrad. Well, this morning, in fact, over the last couple of days, I just kept getting the sense that I need my next talk needed to be about the stubbornness of the human heart, the stubbornness of the human heart. And as I processed that, it's funny, I feel like I went through a stubbornness for about 2 days. Probably 2 days ago, I got the thought to record. I didn't record that day. The next day there was delays. And so now I'm finally recording and I'm thinking, okay, Holy Spirit, you're trying to communicate something here. Well, remember this season is really about the purposes of a person's heart are like deep waters and a man of understanding can draw them out. Me asking the Lord, help me to be a man of understanding. And the more things that just keep depositing in my spirit, I'm really just giving them to you. And so these videos, these podcasts are really raw. I'm really just trying to be conversational. I carry a fathering's voice. And so I trust that some of this stuff will be father-like. Some of it will be prophetic. Some of it, I'll have the hat of teacher. I believe some of it, I'll just carry a brothering hat where some of you may need a brother. And some of you may just need a friend, someone just to be able to, though it may be through technology, just to look in the eye and to say, man, you're giving me some comfort here to realize that this complex, this deep, this sometimes confusing part of me, my heart, you're giving me clarity. And so hope I can do that for you. That's sort of my desire through this, that the Lord will use me as a vessel to communicate to you in the way that you need. And as the Lord breathes on it, may his spirit help you. The focus is not me, though I'm just be a vessel. So I won't have all the answers. The Holy Spirit has the answers. My encouragement to you is to say, Holy Spirit, will you help me? Holy Spirit, will you show me? Holy Spirit, will you make me a person of understanding so I can dig out, draw out, understand this counsel, these deep purposes of my heart. So going back to the sort of focal point is this idea of being, this idea of the stubbornness of the human heart. Well, here's some things that come to mind. I think about Romans chapter, if I recall it, I think it's Romans chapter 3. And it's a collection of different scriptures, but Paul is arguing how the heart, just the human, we don't seek God. And there's nothing in us that wants to seek God. Our mouth can be like the venom of snakes. We don't desire him. We don't seek after him. And that, in some of the philosophies of the Western culture, that it could be a clash for us to think that, well, humans are inherently good, and then they turn bad. Well, I believe the biblical narrative is that humans have started out crooked, as we would call evil, which I think a better way to look at good and evil is really in the context of functional, dysfunctional. What I mean by that is that if we take the Hebrew word for tov, the Hebrew word tov, which means good, and the Hebrew word ra, which means evil. We take those words and we look at it. Tov, some of the idea of tov is that it's functional. So when God said he created everything, he says it is tov. It is tov. Tov is like, okay, the way I intended for it to function, it's functioning. Yay. Everything is tov. So day one, tov. Day two, tov. Day three, tov. Day four, five, six, tov. And then day seven is Tov Miov. It's very functional. It's in its fullest functionality. I'm now done with my work. And that's there's a beauty there when we look at it as functional. It's been created according to its purpose. Well, that's what the manufacturer intended. God, creator, manufacturer, he intended something to function according to his purpose. But then when we get to Genesis 3 and we see this introduction of Ra, evil, we see dysfunction. And that's what the adversary does. He brings chaos. He brings dysfunction. He tries to usurp and twist that which was functional. But now, so I say that because you think about the human, there's a certain way we're to function, to walk with God, to love his mercy, to be co-heirs with him, to take dominion over the earth, the animals, and to function a certain way with and alongside of God, walking with him in the cool of the day, just knowing intimacy and fellowship with him. But then here's Paul taking a collection of different Old Testament scriptures in Romans 3 and saying, we don't seek God. We don't desire him. We are wicked. We're dysfunctional. Well, what caused that? Sin, obviously. And this idea of missing a mark or missing the functionality of what God intended. And then that causes something called iniquities, which is like the twisting of humanity. We become marred and twisted and dysfunctional. And then it causes transgressions. Well, transgressions are crossing over boundaries and crossing over lines. Well, the functionality of humanity has now shifted because evil, which is dysfunction, has entered humanity. And because all that has happened, here we are now having a stubborn heart. With a stubborn heart, that means if God begins to speak to us, we may not respond. Or if God begins to show us something, we may begin to see that, no, that doesn't make sense. There's, instead of the functionality that was, hey, Adam, come here real quick. I want to partner with you. I've created these things over here, these beasts, these creatures. What do you want to name them? All right, God, monkey, this looks like a tiger, we'll call this elephant, we'll call this orangutan. But God never usurped his authority. He just simply, whatever it was called, that's what it became. So God allowed for humanity to partner with him in this creative process and calling and naming the animals. And even, I believe that same heart is all throughout scripture, but God is much more, there's a purpose now behind it as God was redeeming. Times where men begin to call on the name of the Lord and God would partner with humanity. So if humanity welcomed sin in, there was consequences and there was death that came. But if humanity welcomed the things of God and they prayed, there may have been opposition, but God heard their cry, heard their prayers, and he responded. So I think there's still partnership after the fall or rebellion or whatever way you want to view that Genesis chapter 3, when sin entered into the world, there's still partnership in God's heart. And so when our humanity gets stubborn and we get delayed, it's because we have this evil entity in us, sin, that is just twisted and wants us to cross lines and wants us not to respond to God. We have to now contend with that, fight with that, and have mastery over it. Just like God said to Cain in Genesis, I think, chapter 4, he says, hey, Cain, why are you angry? Why are you downcast? If you do what's right, won't you be accepted? But he's like, here's the thing, Cain. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. It's crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. And it's interesting, this context of what he's speaking about. He just killed his brother, but he's like, no, he's about to kill his brother. But he's like, you're angry, you're downcast. You're not getting what you want, Cain, or if you do what's right, you'll be accepted, Cain. But he's saying sin, this entity, is crouching at your door. It desires to have you. But guess what? You can master it. And so when we think about the stubbornness of the human heart, many times there's a training required. We have to train ourselves because there's a default. There's a sin entity against it. There's a decrepit. There's a, how do I call it? There's a dysfunction inherently built in humanity. that we must now find ourselves responding and saying, no, I'm going to beat my flesh, like Paul would says. No, no, I'm going to put to death those things of my sinful nature, as Paul says. No, I'm going to do things contrary to the flesh, because if I walk by the flesh, by the human realities of what goes on in my body, I'm going to do all these bad things. This is Galatians chapter 5. But if I walk by the Spirit of the Lord, I'm not going to tantalize those things of the flesh. So basically, I'm going to put them away, and I'll be able to receive and walk in the fruit of God's Spirit and walk by the things that the Spirit of the Lord would require. So hopefully you hear what I'm getting at here, where this stubbornness of the human heart is because of the condition of the human heart. And so this is the reason why Jesus had to come. He had to give us good news so that when we, the human is now fundamentally given the opportunity for shift and change. Without some kind of mediator, some kind of fix, some sort of solution from what Jesus did through the cross and paying a penalty of shedding his blood, which broke the power of sin, took the keys from the adversary, from what had been so rooted in humanity, which sin is still present in humanity, but there's a solution that had to give us opportunity to change. If there wasn't that solution, humanity stuck in sin. Humanity stuck in its iniquities. Humanity stuck in its transgressions. But because of the work of the cross of Christ, our hearts can shift. So God had to take out stony heart, according to Ezekiel, and give us a heart of flesh that's functional again. And this heart that's functional again, which is what he did through the cross, through Jesus, through the work, Ezekiel, I believe, was prophesying about what's going to happen. God has now written the law that he required on the heart of this new human heart. So it's like a transplant. This new heart has law of God written into it, the ways of God written into it. It gives us the capacity to be responsive again, that we can choose to be stubborn, but we don't have to be stubborn, because the human heart still is, it's in a body that's affected. But he gives us an opportunity through Jesus, through following him, eating his body, drinking his blood, abiding in him, walking with him, listening to what he has to say, allowing the Holy Spirit to remind us. Remember what Jesus did. Remember what Jesus says. Letting the Holy Spirit testify about Jesus inside of us, reminding us that we are righteous now. We've been accepted as sons and daughters. We have a spirit that cries out, Abba or Daddy, reminding us and teaching us and helping us of all these things so that the human heart doesn't go back to its default state of stubbornness. So it's not like God gives us a perfect heart that is devoid of the bent of sin. The heart really is a heart that's now functional. It functions. There is real issues with the human heart, but it's functional now. It's not stony. Stony has no life in it, but a heart that actually has life in it can function, though we still are contending with sin. So it's not like sin is gone and absent, but sin is something we can now finally overcome. So we get, as those of you that are believers, you now have two natures. There's the stubborn nature, the dysfunctional nature, and then there's the functional nature. And the functional nature of you is by the Spirit, following the Spirit, loving God's Spirit, embracing God's Spirit, walking with God's Spirit, and listening to God's Spirit. And the dysfunctional nature says, I don't want anything to do with God. But it's functional now, though it has two natures. And unfortunately, the knowledge of good, functional, and the knowledge of evil, dysfunctional, is present. So I'm saying a lot here. I'm hoping this is helping. I trust that the Lord can use this. I'm hoping this is helping us to see where this element of the stubbornness of the human heart is something that we just have to wrestle with, especially for those of you that have said yes with Jesus. You are going to wrestle with it. They're opposing the stubbornness and the willingness. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And the Spirit of the Lord is willing to help us in our human spirit and all that that's, I believe, in the heart as well. It's saying, I want to follow, I want to do what's right, but sin is within me. That's Romans chapter 7. Sin is within me. and I have to wrestle with it. And that's just the nature of it. So if you've wrestled like I have, still wrestle with the stubbornness of the human heart, a lot of it, I believe, takes training. And the training is, will I allow the Word of God, God's ways, God's intentions, God, what God says about me, what God's purposes are for me, the functionality of what I can see God says about humanity, will I take all of that and will I continue to train and practice and allow God to help me to stay away from the stubbornness and to push back and to basically put to death and to beat my body to say, submit and yield to the things of God. Hope you're well, friends. We'll talk soon. Take care. Peace. Wow, friend, I appreciate your support of this podcast. This season is powerful, and I hope it brings you loads of encouragement, insight, and hope. I hope you listen to these episodes repeatedly and share them with your friends. If you haven't ordered a copy of the book, you can do so at our website, wrestlingwithyourcalling.com. Also, I'd love to coach you, so reach out for a consultation through the website as well. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to email me. All the contact information is below or on the website. And be sure to subscribe so that you're notified of the next episodes. I'll be putting out a lot of content this season. Remember, I want you to become an ace. Go be activated, cultivated, and empowered today. Until next time, friends, shalom.